Step right up, come on in. Welcome to another episode of Creatives Collab. I'm your host, Rachel Watkins, and here we go. I think I might be the queen of overcomplicating things. Case in point, this podcast. I don't know what it is about this podcast, but I have overcomplicated the crap out of this. Last week we talked about time. My friend Emma shared an article on our Creatives Collab Facebook group about time management and why we always feel like we need a new tool for time management. And it had a lot of really great points, the last of which was that humans just generally like to overcomplicate things. And I was like, yes, that's entirely me. And it showed up even more this week. I was going to be talking about a different topic, and I'm like, no, that's what I need to talk about this week, is overcomplicating things. And in the process of developing this podcast over the last week, I was trying to find some sort of example of overcomplicating things, some like thing that everybody can relate to, and oh my gosh, I see that in me. And I was looking and searching, and slowly I was like, no, like I can't find anything. I need to find a book about this. I literally had like about 15 tabs open for Google searching overcomplicating things and how to get over it. And slowly I was like, I don't have enough material to do this week. And in my calendar, I pushed this podcast out another week or two, and I realized that I was overcomplicating this podcast to a major degree. Like, I decided I was going to read this book called Essentialism. I was going to research more. And I love research. I'm not saying that I shouldn't have done that, but I literally went from, like, I'm going to talk about this because I have a lot to say, to, no, I need to do these 10 steps before I record this podcast. And in that moment, I realized that I severely have a problem. So, I don't know if you relate to that at all. If you don't, you might as well kick on out of this podcast or share it with a person that you think is overcomplicating the crap out of their life. But let's continue onward and talk about the signs of if you're overcomplicating things and what to do about it. The fantastic composer Claude Debussy, or Claude Debussy if you are not French, once said, "Extreme complication is contrary to art." Okay, so how do we know if we have a problem with overcomplicating things? I have made a handy dandy checklist to check whether you also have a problem just like me. So, number one, you spend more time on your to-do list than actually doing stuff. I've talked about overcomplicating this podcast and this episode. I think you would be astonished to see how many to-do lists I have just surrounding this podcast. I have a to-do list for the content. I have a to-do list for the actual episodes. I have a scheduling to-do list. I have literally lost count of all of the to-do lists that I have created on my handy dandy Asana workplace, which is the project management tool that I am currently using. Okay, number two, you are lost every time you sit down to do your work. Maybe you are an upcoming YouTuber and you don't know whether to sit down and edit, record, research when the best time to post YouTube videos are, research what the best topic is, research your next upcoming thing, post something that you developed a year ago and you didn't like, so you didn't post it. But now it's been a month and you haven't posted anything and you're just desperate to post something. Number three, you spend more time on creating systems and processes than you do on actual tasks. Do you have an addiction to workflow charts and content manager spreadsheets like I do? No, it's just me. Okay. And number four, you can't keep things straight and you constantly feel frustrated. These might be the signs that you are spending too much time overcomplicating things. But don't worry, you are in very good company with the rest of the human race. That might be dramatic, but I stand by it. As Henry David Thoreau says, simplify, simplify. Where do we go from here? We have identified a problem. Now let's overcomplicate the crap out of it. You might think, you say crap a lot. And my reply would be, who's crap a lot? Didn't. Okay, but in all seriousness, I would like to share with you what has helped me when I've realized that I've overcomplicated a project. The first thing that I do is I ask myself why. Why am I doing this project? Is it to be a hobby, for fun, for money? What is it that drives me to want to do that project? And then the second thing I do is just bring it back to the bare minimal steps that it would take to get that thing done that I'm wanting to do. So a good example of this was back about 3 years ago when I started my art Instagram. I was super excited about it and I was posting every day and it was just really simple. Like I drew whatever I wanted. I took a picture and I slapped it up onto Instagram. And slowly over the years, I saw that other Instagrammers were doing themes and things like Inktober and just all of these like elaborate plans and schemes, and it was just perfect and they took the perfect pictures. And so I wanted to be like them, and I started trying to create a theme, a color theme, a brand theme. I just was, I don't know. Over time, it was like I needed to schedule everything instead of doing something that day and slapping it up there like I used to do. And I just like really overcomplicated it. And since then, I post probably once every week to every 2 weeks. And it's not because I don't have the passion for it anymore. It's just that I've created so many steps between me having an idea and getting it to Instagram that it just never gets done. So on this podcast episode, I'm mostly referring to processes and systems that we put in our small businesses and creative endeavors for ourselves that we simply have overcomplicated to the point that we're no longer producing the content or the product that we want to, and we've become really inefficient. So if this resonated with you, what I'd like to challenge you to do is to write down all the areas that you feel like you might have overcomplicated, and then write down why you are doing that and decide whether you should continue even doing that project. Maybe it's something that you completely take off of your plate because it's just not worth it anymore. But then after you answer that why, to literally write down the steps it would take to complete that task at the bare minimum. And that is all I have for you today. If you thought of something that you do when you find that you've overcomplicated something, I'd love to hear what you do. And don't forget to comment, like, subscribe to this podcast. I hope you have a great and creative week.